I think kulamagatsha amaningi azokulwisa lokhu enkantolo ngoba I think invasion of e-privacy kusho ukuthi abantu sekumele bavethwe ukuthi bakhuluma kanjani ku-social media kubo-Facebook labo-Twitter. I think ku-violate i-constitution le. Ngingazi njalo ngoba ma ungakabi i-citizen yala noma isivakashisa la ukuthi i-constitution ithini, but ngokwazi kwami noma uyisivakashi uza ngevisa i-constitution iyakuprotekta. So mina ukubona kwami ngibona ungathi kulama ama-civic organization afana labo USCLA azokulwisa lokhu kakhulu ngoba ngoba kwa-unconstitutional, ngoba ku-invade i-privacy yabantu, ngoba abantu abasakwazi ukukhululeka ku-Facebook laku-Twitter besesaba khona lokhu ukuthi bazoncitshwa ama-visa, ngoba kusho ukuthi umuntu o-criticize u-Trump-ke oke wa-criticize u-Trump eminyakeni edlulileyo emihlanu le kasakwanisi bangamncitsha i-visa based on that, and I think ukuthi lokho kuviolata i-free speech.
Kodwa alubana bethe bakuphatha ngendlela okhuluma ngayo, bathi nxa wake wachothoza umongameli weMelika awusayiphiwa i-visa, kuyabe kungayisikho kuphatha umthetho ngendlela engayisiyo na?
Akakhulu, I think yikho abakubiza i-abuse ye-office ke lokho, ngoba mase kuthiwa u-president akusekumele angachothozwe abantu sebezojeziswa ngokuthi bachothoze u-president eminyakeni edlulileyo bese bencitshwa ama-visa. I think yiku-abuse i-office nje. That's why ngisho ngithi ngokubona kwami ama-civic organizations amaningi, ama-civil rights organizations azowulwa lo mthetho omusha lo ukuthi ungaphumeleli. Siyazi Trump wenzela ama-elections abuyayo eminyakeni ozayo ngo-2020, ngoba siyazi ukuthi ikampeni yakhe ka-2016 yayiqine kakhulu endabeni ze-immigration, lokuthi uzozama ngayo yonke indlela ukuthi avimbele abantu abaningi ababuya ngaphandle ukuthi bangenele izweni leli. So siyakubona-ke lokhu ukuthi really ukwenzela i-base yakhe ukuthi izithembiso zakhe azenzayo lokhu esaqhubeka ngazo eqinisela phambili izithembiso azenzayo ukuthi bamvotele futhi eminyakeni ozayo ukhetho oluzayo.
Kodwa bona abakahulumende ka-Trump bengazivikela ngokuthi le yindlela yokwenqabela izigelekeqe ukuza eMelika. Awukuboni kungumqondo lakho lokho?
Well, bekuvele ukhona umthetho onjalo obubhekane labantu abazakala beke bavakashela emazweni azwayo ukuthi alobutororo obuthize obenzakalayo. Bekuvele kuyinto ebi require ukutholeni visa, ngoba ma ukhangela i-application yakho niyasho ukuthi uwavakashela yini ilizwe elithize lelithize, and then ma ukuthi uthe uyasho ukuthi uke waya kulawo mazwe, then bese bedimanda-ke enye information yokuthi uvakashele lapho for ini, usuyodinga lapho. So into ebikhona kodwa le ukuthi sokuyi-blanket lokhuzana manje sibala wonke umuntu o-aplayela i-visa ukuthi sokumele adlule lapho aveze ama-akhawunti akhe we-social media, I think sokuyikuphusha ngamandla okuncindezela abantu